My name is Shigeru Yabu. I was born in San Francisco, California. Nobody told us we were going to Wyoming. We got on the train, and finally, late one evening, we landed up in Heart Mountain. The very next day, my friend, Akira Yoshimura, comes over, and let's go exploring. So nearby, there was a lot of little sand dunes, and we saw a little hole. And so we got one of the sagebrushes, and it got a branch and poked it. And out came a bug about this big. And he said, hey, you know, that'll make a good pet. Not having any brothers, having pet was very important. Well, later on, we found out it was a scorpion. So we put it back, in, you know, towards the hole and says goodbye. So eventually, we knew how to get out of the gate. You get two people to stretch the barbed wire. We crawl out, and we go hiking. And I found a little worm. I put it in a Coke bottle and with water in there. It was not an earthworm. It was hard, but it was fascinating. You couldn't play with it, but it was fascinating. And, of course, out in the desert, a lot of horned toads and a lot of lizards. So we made a little cage for the horned toad. But do you know how hard it is to feed those things? So we try to catch live flies and try to feed the animals, you know, horned toad. We never fed the worm. I don't know what it ate, but it lived for a long time. One time, there was our next-door neighbor, a fellow by the name of Ken Sewell. He was known as the expert marksmanship with slingshots. So one of the kids said, there's a magpie nest way up high. Let's see if we could hit it. And next thing you know, you could see the nest wobbling. It hit the ground, it rolled. Little did we know that there was a magpie baby bird in there. One of the little older boys said, do you know, that bird's going to die. I said, how do you know? Because the mother bird cannot lift a magpie baby bird up to another nest. I says, that bird's going to live. It's going to be my bird, like a brother. I still don't know whether it was a male or female, but I called it Maggie. So became great friends. When I went to school, I would say, hello, Maggie. When I came home, I say, hello, Maggie. When I went to play with my friends, I would say, instead of saying goodbye, I say, hello, Maggie. One day, as I was just about ready to go up the stair, I say, hello, Maggie. And I heard, hello, Maggie. And I looked, thinking somebody's playing a trick with me. Nobody's around. So I went in front of the cage. I looked at that bird, eye to eye, and I said, hello, Maggie. And that bird said, hello, Maggie. Well, next thing you know, it picked up other words. Come on, Maggie. And my mother used to say, what you doing? And the bird would say, what you doing? It learned to whistle. And that bird could laugh and mimic you exactly the way you laugh. It was August the 14th, 1945. The sirens went off for the first time. We were playing basketball outside, and we knew the war ended. And Maggie and I would talk about someday we're going to go to San Francisco. And probably you won't be able to live with us, but I'm going to donate you to the San Francisco Zoo. Then I could come and visit you each weekend. And middle of October, Maggie was on the bottom of the cage, eyes flickering. So Maggie slept under my bed. I got up early in the morning, and she was hard as a rock. I dug a hole. Her favorite toys went in burial. Gave my T-shirt to Maggie. Buried it. Made a cross. I was the only one there. And it was a sad moment. Maggie did not want to leave Wyoming nor Heart Mountain.